Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Brian James Egan, who is Manager of Special Programs at the Henry Ford Museum. Good afternoon, or good evening, Brian. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, quite an event the last 3 days ended this morning at 6 a.m. with the Emancipation Proclamation being brought to the Henry Ford Museum. Tell me about this event and how it went for you.
The word that comes to mind is absolutely awesome. Over the course of the time period we have at approximately 36 hours, nearly 21,200 people were able to see the original Emancipation Proclamation.
Well, it's amazing. I hopped in the car, I have to tell you, with my producer and one of my daughters last night after the show at 7, and we started to head down. My daughter got a tweet about, was following on Twitter and got a tweet about the lines going in and so forth, and we heard about the wait, and this was going to be about 9 o'clock or so when we got down there. It was going to be about 5 hours or so, so we ended up not going, and we were very disappointed. But people didn't mind the wait at all.
No, it was absolutely amazing. Yes, there were long lines, and some people were in line for nearly 7 hours. And when they would get up to the document or just before they saw it, they were actually thanking the staff for having it here. Yes, they were tired. Yes, they had been on their feet for a long period of time. But they all said, this is so much worth it. And one woman actually said, yes, I've been here for 7 hours, but slavery lasted a lot longer than that. And it was just a very powerful moment.
Well, and that's what we were thinking. If we hadn't all had to work today, I mean,
Absolutely, perhaps
we bailed out a little bit early. I don't know. It would have been about 2 a.m. But the conversation in the car I thought was interesting because both my producer and my daughter are in their 20s. And we were all kind of thinking, this speaks well for our nation, that this was not an interactive. We were looking at an original document over 150 years old, and people were willing to wait in line to see that and feel the power of that document. I think that spoke well for us.
Absolutely, and it's even difficult for me to talk about it now without getting choked up. But there were people of all ages, and I was so moved myself to see there were some teenage girls that had been in line for 7 hours, and when they were actually just before, they were actually giddy and excited, and not in a silly way. They were just so profoundly moved. And they were so excited to see this document. You're absolutely right. It's, for all intents and purposes, it's a few pieces of paper that mean so much. It's not an interactive. It's not a computer game. It's not a text machine. It's just a simple document that means so much to so many people of all ages, of all races. It was just unbelievable.
Well, and did you expect this kind of a turnout? I'm not sure if you knew how to gauge it, but were you surprised at the turnout?
We have never done anything like this, so we really didn't know what to expect. But some of us who know that our Civil War Remembrance program is one of the most popular, and people really come out in large numbers to witness and participate in that event. So we suspected that, because of its Civil War history, it's the sesquicentennial of the start of the Civil War, and the fact that the Abraham Lincoln and the connection to the emancipation and the slavery issues during that time period, that was going to pull a lot of people out. But I think we were just pleasantly surprised, and it exceeded our expectations. So it was truly wonderful.
When were there folks, you are a Civil War historian yourself, were you surprised at some of the questions or responses to folks when they saw this? Were there things there that they weren't aware, they thought they understood what it was about and then discovered more?
Absolutely. And I think one of the questions asked, and it was just a simple pragmatic question, was, well, this is going to be on display next week in another state. And when I explained to them that the Emancipation Proclamation is only on display for 36 hours in a calendar year, and that Henry Ford was able to have it for that full 36 hours, then people were like, well, it was really worth the wait, because it's only on display for 36 hours in 1 year. And for us to have the opportunity to display it for that 36-hour chunk was a great honor, And we were just so pleased and thrilled to be able to share it with so many people, over 21,000 people.
Well, it's truly stunning. And of course, it was covered, and the numbers were all over the internet, and were all over Facebook pages and in various publications as well, being followed. Will the Henry Ford do something like this again after getting this kind of a reaction?
You know, our goal is to always create experiences or programs or exhibits that inspire people and draw them with such enthusiasm. The ability to bring the document from the National Archives is a bit challenging, and I know that next year Houston, Texas, is going to be having the Discovering the Civil War exhibit, and I believe they've negotiated to bring the Emancipation for their exhibit too. So again, it'll only be another 36 hours. You know, this is one of the programs, a success story and something for us to build for. Being able to actually bring the document back, it may not be feasible, at least in the next several years.
What is the reasoning for the 36 hours a year that the proclamation is on display?
The reason is for the conservation of the document. Any amount of light, including very low ambient light, ultimately will deteriorate, you know, a paper document and the ink that's on it. As I was explaining to the many thousands of people that I had the opportunity to talk with, you know, if you leave a piece of paper or article of clothing in the dashboard of your car, it fades, and, you know, that's direct sunlight. But even the smallest amount of light disintegrate and eventually deteriorate the document. So they've chosen that for its longevity. And their goal, I was asking the archivist this morning that, you know, why is it the 36 exactly? And they said their goal is to keep it forever and for generations forever to see it.
Well, it was a stunning success, obviously, having it at the Henry Ford. Kudos to all of you for making it happen and bringing it to so many folks. Over 21,000 people were able to see it and give folks a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Thanks very much for talking to us and telling us about how the event went. I appreciate your time, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great evening. We've been speaking with Brian James Egan, who's manager of special programs at the Henry Ford Museum. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.